If your to-do list lives entirely in your head and your head hurts from trying to remember everything, this episode is for you. My name is Stephanie Donahue, and I am a high-performance coach and business consultant, also known as a strategic growth partner. So many of my clients tell me that they don't have their list written down, and they're just carrying it mentally in their head. Or they may have so many post-it notes all over, scattered around their desk and in other places, that they really just don't know what they're supposed to be working on. And so it's just carries so much mental heaviness for them. And it's exhausting. It's hard for them to focus, it's hard to rest. And also, when it's time to start working, they don't know where to start because it's just kind of all floating there and there really is no direction. So, one thing that I've talked to my clients about is a simple and powerful strategy using words that all start with the letter D. I found it incredibly powerful, even with my own planning, and I've transformed it from an original 3 Ds that I remember working with a client, and it was do, ditch, or delegate. But over time, I realized that that wasn't enough when determining where to put a task. So I added some more Ds. And so I just wanted to get things more categorized as a detail-oriented person. And then also realizing that there was some pieces in there, like discerning what to do with each task or activity, and to allow create a time to create space to decide what to do with each task, and then after that, develop a follow-through action plan that works for you. So, in this episode, I'll walk you through these intentional words that start with the letter D to help clear your mind, calm your nervous system, and move you into aligned action. So, let's dive in. The first D is dump, and that's a non-negotiable. So, what it is doing a brain dump of all the things that come to your mind. And taking them out of your head and onto paper. That can be either a physical documentation on paper or using a digital notepad or some kind of project management system or even a Excel spreadsheet or Google spreadsheet or document. Just any way that you can just get them out of your head as quickly as possible without thinking too hard. Just whatever works for you. But the intention here is to just get it all down. You can even set a timer for like 15 minutes or 30 minutes if it's a really huge to-do list. And without trying to categorize anything right then or deciding what to do with it, just get it all out of your head. It can be just some generic tasks or to-dos. It could be home projects, things that you've wanted to do for a long time, but you keep putting off, like open loops you have, lingering thoughts, your admin tasks, any big dreams you have, creative ideas, or just decisions you just don't know what to do with yet. All of that is fair game. So that is the first step. So from there, then we're going to get more strategic about what to do with all of those tasks. And so this is where I introduce the 6 Ds, and they include do, delegate, delay, ditch, or discern. And then also the last D is develop. So with that, it's gonna be helpful to have a place like next to the task to be able to write those things out. And so then you can decide, like you just put like an X next to it. So let's say your task is to do something like organize the pantry, for example, then that can be like you can just put it under the do column. Let's say somebody wants you to do something that you really don't want to do and you haven't given them an answer yet. If you decide not to do it, you can put that under the ditch column or the discern column, for example. And that just helps to get all of your tasks and all of these thoughts into a place that's more organized. And that alone can be so calming to just have it out of your head and start having a place for where to start taking action on all of these things. So now let's dive into each one of those. So number one is do. If this is something that only you can do, or something that you really want to do because you enjoy it, it's a strength of yours, or it's a strong value you have, then go ahead and make that a to-do for yourself. And then next to that, do estimate how long it will take you. And then from there, you can time block it into your calendar so you can give it a home and then a deadline of when it will get done. That alone is so like groundbreaking for people to just realize that they now have a time in their schedule where they can actually get this thing done. So the second one is delegate. So when you're thinking about delegating a task, you want to ask yourself, could someone else do this just as well as me or even better? And then next to that, then assign it to a person. So if you already know who you can delegate it to, then put their name down. And then figure out what next step you're going to have that person do to be able to delegate it. And so the goal here is to hand it off. Sometimes delegating it means actually finding somebody. Let's say you have been working alone in your business and you actually don't have any support. At this point, you may need to look for somebody. That could be as simple as going on some kind of job site. There's so many of them these days where you can just find somebody like Fiverr or Upwork or some other reputable places where you can just find someone to do a task for you. And then when it comes to delay, that's the third one. And this is something that you still want to have happen, but it's not urgent. And so you can just kind of push it down the line, do it sometime later, and it's not going to negatively impact anything by pushing it off. For some people, when I do business consulting and we're doing strategic planning for the quarter, that's often sometimes where we find the word delay come into effect, like finding a future date for it, especially if you have a lot of projects already on your to-do list and you just are so booked already with your project list that you're just decided, I can't do it this quarter. I'm going to delay it for next quarter or the quarter after. And so just being able to know when you're going to revisit that task or project or plan, then that gives you peace of mind that it's not forgotten, it's not now, it's just later. So the fourth D here is ditch. So sometimes we just don't need to do something anymore. And so really ask yourself, does this task really need to happen? And sometimes we might find that it may be something that's a nice to do, but when it comes down to all of our priorities and commitments, we just find that we can just completely delete it, especially if it's kind of just an extra project that came through an idea that you once had. You can go through and decide which of those will no longer serve you or your community. And so it's totally okay to decide to delete stuff. Especially if you find that you have overcommitted yourself, this is a great time to see, okay, if you have a list of a couple of hundred things, definitely go through it first and see what can you delete from that, or also known as ditch. The next D is discern. So this is where things often get stuck. You may not know immediately what to do, and that's okay. So you can ask yourself, are these tasks mine to carry? Is now the time? And so this is where you want to allow, you may need some time to pause and have space. So for example, if you're working through this, did a brain dump, and then you're deciding where to put everything. Before you actually take action on it, I would allow yourself to pause and allow some space to really reflect if these are the best decisions that I've made. And I find that waiting at least 24 hours to allow yourself time to discern can be really, really beneficial for you and for people involved with all of these tasks, because it just allows things to just the dust to settle and to really have more clarity on the situation. And so that discernment can just come through several things. You can pray about it. You can have your core values lead the way. You can have some people will use gut instincts, but just in general, allowing that space to allow yourself to have some time to really execute on your decision making. And then once you've discerned all of this and decide to go ahead with what you've written down, then you can really dial in your plan of action using the word develop. So that can look like making sure that there is time in the calendar for the tasks you're doing, and then also having those conversations with people that you're delegating tasks to, and giving them a due date or making sure they have clarity on what your expectations are, and then having them report back at a certain time. And also any reminders for anything that you've delayed to put those out. Like you could even put it out in your calendar. So for example, if you're using a digital calendar, you could put it out like for next quarter when you're doing your next quarterly planning, just so it doesn't get forgotten. And so by implementing these six D's with your productivity, you'll find that you get more clarity and you really start to develop some momentum with what you really want to work on, and it becomes very intentional. So one thing that my clients often feel is feeling like they're in reactive mode, and they would rather be proactive than reactive. And it's something I hear quite a bit. And I think it's something we all can fall into very easily if we're not constantly focused that this is important to us. But when you create this kind of productivity strategy, then it really supports you. So it's like a built-in proactive system to help support you to not be reactive. And so that can help you to also get your time back and also support your energy levels so that you're spending the time, your time and energy on things that really are important to you. And it also can really support your mission. What is important to you? What's your vision? Where are you going? And that's another thing, is asking yourself, does this task help me move closer to my vision, my mission, and in line with my values? It's so great to see tasks that you're doing through that kind of lens, and using your mission, vision, and values as a North Star to help direct you on what to do with all of these tasks. And so this strategy works because it's simple and easily repeatable, and it helps you to be aligned. So it's not just about crossing things off a to-do list or using a checkbox so that you can make more checkboxes completed, it really helps you to do what matters most to you and also to your commitments, and also helps you to live in alignment with your values and support what matters to you regarding the people that are important to you in your life, your community, your family, your clients, all parties involved. So to bring this all together, I'm just going to go over the D words again. So you're going to start with a brain dump. Just get everything out of your head. And then you're going to use a spreadsheet or some kind of way to start organizing those tasks into do, delegate, delay, ditch, discern, and develop. And then from there, you can have a repeatable system to get more productive in your life, so you're proactive instead of reactive. Because productivity isn't about doing more. It's about doing the right things with clarity and commitment. If you want support developing these rhythms in your life and in your business, this is exactly the kind of work I do with my coaching clients. Most recently, I was even given the name Productivity Coach. I love this kind of work. You can visit stephaniedonahue.co to learn more about what I do and how I can support you.
Thanks for tuning in to Commit to High Performance Growth. I hope today's episode inspired you to take action and commit to what truly matters. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe. And if you are interested in working together, visit www.stephaniedonahue.co. And remember, growth starts with commitment. Keep showing up, and I'll see you in the next episode.